I want to talk about this morning God as El Olam, the everlasting God, the everlasting God. We started this series on the names of God. I told you that the word El is just the word God. Whatever comes after it describes the attributes or how God is revealing himself to us. We talked about El Elyon, God of the Most High. We talked about Elohim, God creator, God as creator, right? We talked about El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty. Last week, I believe I spoke about El Elyon, the God of the Most High. God is saying through his revealing himself to us through these names, who he is, what he can do, his capabilities, his attributes, all these things that we look at, all these names that we look at, amen, we find that God is trying to tell us something, amen. We looked at the narratives through Abram's life. Last week we looked at that. This word Elohim or Elohim, amen, or El Olam, is a name that's used first in the book of Genesis. It's used in Genesis chapter 22 when Abram, again, amen, made a covenant with Abimelech that he would not destroy him. Abram, who had just received the promise, amen, Isaac. Abram makes a covenant with the everlasting God, El Olam, because God was about to ask him to sacrifice Isaac. Isn't that how it goes sometimes? Amen. Right when everything seems to be aligning. Help me, somebody. Amen. God seems to ask you to do something that you really don't want to do. Are you with me? And there are times where you don't understand what he wants you to do, or you don't want to do what he wants you to do, but you got to realize that you doing what he asks you to do gives proof that you believe him above everything else. That you would rather please him than please yourself. I'm going somewhere. God as El Olam is God's nature for without a beginning and without an end. Oh, I wish I had somebody. God as Elohim. I'm sorry, Elohim is God who has no beginning and no end. He is an everlasting God. He is a God that's free from constraints. A God who's not limited to time. I wish I had somebody. A God who's not limited to space or time. A God who is the cause of everything. Time with El Olam is endless. I wish I had somebody. You say, but how does that help me? I'll give you a few things in a minute, but El Olam means literally, it means forever. That's what that word means. It means forever. It means eternity. It means everlasting. So our God in essence, is not bound to time, amen, or space or anything else. Our God is so powerful. God, when he reveals himself here in this passage, amen. Here's what had happened in Isaiah 40. You got to catch the story. In Isaiah 40, we find that the majority of the Jewish population by now were living in Babylon. And it seemed to them that God had forgotten them. Now, granted, they had put themselves in the predicament that they were in, but here we find that Isaiah had spent 39 chapters telling them, warning them, encouraging them, letting them know that doom is on its way if you don't turn back. Are you following me? They felt at this time that God had given up on them. Isaiah writes to them because they felt that they had been defeated by the Babylonians' army and their gods. See, the children of Israel put themselves in a predicament, and then when they called on God, he wasn't answering. I'm trying to help you with the context here. Without hope. Have you ever been there before? What hope did the Jews have? None. Because by this time, they felt like God had forgotten them. Do I have anybody? They had felt at this time that God had left them. And Isaiah had to remind them that God wasn't finished with you yet. Do I have anybody? You see, when you come to know God, and the thing to me, the issue with me is this. The fact that they knew God, they had experienced God, but now in captivity, in slavery, now they're enslaved, and they've been calling on God, but he ain't answering. They've been praying and fasting and trying to do all these things. Listen, you don't want God to get silent on you. Because sometimes when you get that silent feeling, you feel like you all alone, like for real, like isolation becomes real. See, people can leave you, but when you know you have God's presence with you, come on somebody, and the Holy Spirit inside of you, listen, nothing tops that. But this time, hallelujah to his holy name, this time Isaiah shows up. And he says something to them that's pretty powerful. And he had to remind them, if you look at the language of the passage, amen, look at verse 27. Look what they said. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and justice due me escapes the notice of my God? In other words, he's saying, why y'all tripping? Why y'all saying that somehow God don't see what we're doing? Oh, I don't think you hear me. And God shows up as El Olam, the everlasting God. And what I find it very powerful, very interesting to me, and very, very insightful to me, that Isaiah would remind them of El Olam. Why? Watch this. When you are in a hopeless situation in life, when you feel like all odds are stacked against you, you got to remind yourself that God is everywhere. Now, this Olam has the idea when it says when it says everlasting, it literally, or eternity, it means that he's not bound. I already said that. He already, he's not bound to time, but watch this. But it falls in the categories of his omnis. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. Amen. He's everywhere at the same time. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. And this is the one thing you have to remind yourself of. When you think God is no longer looking in your direction, you got to believe that he always sees. So he says, do you not know? In other words, he would say, don't y'all remember? See, you can go so far down in this journey where you stop forgetting who God is. Listen, you remember what people did, but you better remind yourself of who God is. You better help yourself today. Amen. You better remind yourself of who God is. Your God is more powerful than the circumstances that you find yourself in right now. Listen, how is it that he can just be good when you're good? But when things go bad, you get to see what you really believe about God.
So he said, do you not know?
Have you not heard? Use your ears. Use your mind. He says, you done lost your mind. You done forgotten. You done forgotten what God had done. Look at verse 1. He said, comfort, oh comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended. And that her iniquity has been removed. That she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sin. In other words, God said, listen, y'all done paid. And watch this. And your captivity, your release is about to happen. But watch this. Here's the thing. Isaiah needed to remind them. He says, have you not heard? Question marks. Have you not heard? Do you not know? He says, the everlasting God. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean, everlasting? Can I ask you a question? Have you ever worshipped God using that name?
Probably not.
El Olam. As you praise God's great name, you can recall the personal benefits you receive, watch this, because of the fact that he's everlasting. If God wasn't everlasting, we wouldn't be here. If God wasn't patient, we wouldn't be here. If God wasn't powerful, we wouldn't be here. If God wasn't all-knowing, you wouldn't be here. Come on, somebody. Jesus would have never hung on that cross. Why? Because God knows everything. He sees the big picture. I'm running ahead of myself. Let me give it to you. By calling on God as El Olam, here's what the first thing is. You got to remember, write this down. He's always available to us. I'm going to say it one more time. He's always, he says, do you not know? Have you not heard the everlasting God? The El Olam, the El Olam is always available. Listen, let me say this to you. Amen. Walmart may close on Black Friday, on holidays. The doctor's office may close on holidays, on uncertain days. But you got a God who's always available. You got a God who's not only available, but he can wake up the doctor. He can orchestrate circumstance. I'm trying to help you to know how big he is. Amen. Not only is he always available to us as El Olam. That's why you got to pray in that name sometimes. Amen. You ready for the next thing? He's an unchangeable God. He doesn't change. We're fickle. He's not. We'll change in a heartbeat. Step on somebody's feet or say something crazy and watch how the relationship just change. But God as El Olam is a God who is unchangeable. I wish I had somebody. I'm going to say it one more time. He's unchangeable. Thank God for the people that I see those attributes in. I don't change. Amen. I'm the same. What you see is what you get. And you know where I learned that from? I learned that from my pastor. Amen. Where did he learn it from? I don't know. But my point is, he had a relationship with God. See, he didn't change. He was the same guy all the time. Are you with me? And watch this. And when I see people change, when circumstances go bad in their lives, I ask myself a question. Do you know the unchangeable God? Do you know El Olam? You say, I've been knowing him, but I didn't know that was the name. Watch this. You ready for the third thing? What we see when we call on God is El Olam. We see his dependableness. His dependableness. He's dependable. He's dependable. You can depend on God. Listen, some of us, we are so quick to fall for people. And then we start depending on them. I'm going to say it one more time. But God is dependable. Are you with me? He's what? He's dependable. So therefore, if he's dependable, it means that no matter what it looks like right now, you're coming out of it. That's why he says, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, watch this, does not become weary. You can't weary God with your tears. You can't say, oh, God ain't bothered me. He's dependable. He doesn't become weary. You got to go to him. But know him like this, that my God is dependable, y'all. The next thing is, he's eternally available. In other words, what he is eternity and he's eternally available. That means, watch this, God is not bound to time because he exists in eternity. Eternity sits out here. This is time. We live right here with constraints. God has no limits. So watch this. He sees the beginning. Tell you, he sees the whole picture. Before a word is in your mouth, he knows it. I'm going to say it one more time. Before a word is on your mouth, he knows it. Before the thought comes in your mind, he already knows it. So it never surprises him what you do. Y'all ain't saying amen. Maybe y'all, man, maybe y'all not connecting with this God, but watch this. Watch this. He exists in eternity, and watch this. He knows everything. He sees the big picture. Watch this. He sees the big picture of your life. He sees the big picture of your whole life. In other words, he knows what you're going to do next, but he knows what's going to happen after. So if he already knows these things, why not ask him? Why not say, God, because you know everything. Hallelujah to his holy name. God, because you see the big picture, I call on you today as El Olam, because you are an everlasting God. You're a God that sees the beginning and the end. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't even know. Listen, a lot of us have made plans. But he can frustrate those plans. And the fact that he knows all about it, why do we try to hide it from him? Why not tell him, Lord, El Olam, I need you. Lastly, he never wears out. And that speaks to his eternality. His eternality. He says he does not become weary. You know why he doesn't get weary? Because he sees the beginning and the end. He doesn't exist in time. We get weary in time. We get tired. See, God doesn't sleep. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Somebody say, well, if God created everything, Pastor, then who created God? God was, always is, and always will be, because he's not bound to time. See, time is the issue for us. And I thank God, as I close, that I have a dependable God. That I have a God that doesn't change like some people. Amen. I have a God who's available anytime I call him. I have a God who sees the big picture. And we have a God who's not bound to time or space or anything else. He's unchangeable. But he exists in a realm that we will understand later. So Isaiah is telling them, bro, he doesn't become weary. You see why he says he doesn't become weary? See why he starts off by saying the everlasting God, the creator of the heaven and earth, right? See why he says that? He says that because he says he doesn't become weary. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the what? To the who? To the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths, what? Grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men, what? Stumble. But remember, all of these things that's happening to you in time is because of that everlasting God, El Olam, that he talked about at the beginning in verse 28. As I close today, I just want to let you know, amen, that no matter what's going on in your life right now, you got to remind yourself of this one thing. You have to remind yourself of this one thing. God is more powerful than your circumstance. Whatever it is that people come to me and say, it's just bad. I know it's bad, but I know a God who's bad. I know a God who's bigger than your stuff. And I know a God who can handle it. There's nothing that you can do to weary him out. Why? Because he's El Olam. Amen. Let us pray.